Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
We know Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is about to start, but we're more excited about the footy being back. Every game matters on Foxtel. Search Foxtel for more information.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Rush Hour. We got Triple M footy rocking at 6:30. Richmond take on the Brisbane Lions, and that'll be a ripped snorter of a game tonight. And congratulations to Port Adelaide last night and a hard-fought win against the Western Bulldogs. A good game of football, and we're going to dissect that with the great man himself, the captain, Tommy Jonas, but one man that we love to dissect, and he's loved all over the world, is Bernie Vince. Good afternoon, Bern.
G'day, Jars. Dissect me. What, cut me up or just work out what I'm trying to say?
There's so much gold inside you, it's not funny.
Mm, you just got to mind me, dear.
Burn, Port Adelaide, very impressive, weren't they? And we'll catch up with Tommy Jonas, the captain. And he is the heart and soul of that back line, isn't he?
Love the way he plays. Love the way he goes about it. Got kicked in the plums and
he
battled on. He was doing everything. He's tough, isn't he?
He's as tough as boots. Crow selection, we're going to go through that at 5:55. The teams will come out for the Crows and the Melbourne Football Club. I think the selection table, from what I'm hearing, has been brutal for tomorrow night's game.
Can't
I'm hearing
give it away yet.
Well, what I did get told today, more than five changes.
Oh, wow. I heard there might be some big news coming out of Melbourne selection too. So hang around, stick around.
We better go and stick around, my boy. Just quickly, Sam Mays from Port Adelaide has been charged with a rough conduct at high bump on Josh Dunkley. Do you think it was a cheap shot?
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't a good look. It was late and he wasn't looking and got him flush right in the head. Eddie came off. Didn't look good.
No, he can accept a one-match sanction with an early plea.
Yeah, disappointing because he's worked really hard to get in that side and playing good footy. Now, all of a sudden, he has to earn that spot back, which is tough when your team's sitting top really good form.
So. Burns beef. Now, family, don't go away in about 15, 20 minutes.
I'm going to call a good friend of mine tonight to help me out with this one.
Global?
Oh, it's global. He's global.
A global
this
friend.
This guy's global, and I just need his input on the topic I'm not happy with.
Stephen Mork from Adelaide United will also join us just before 6:30 to see
Speaking
how they're tracking.
Yeah,
they are flying. And then we'll dissect what the Adelaide Crows have done just after 6 o'clock when the teams come out. Haydo, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's Rush Hour. Next, we cross live to Tommy Jonas and check on his plums.
Triple M. He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
Oh, that's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And this year takes on sole captaincy for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Port Adelaide captain, Tom Jonas.
Oh, it was a hard-fought win last night. Very important 4 points, but led beautifully by their captain, Tommy Jonas, who he led his boys in his back six. As tough as nails he is, he got crunched in the second quarter. His plums must be absolutely purple. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Thomas, congratulations. You must have been proud of your boys last night.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Yeah, I milked that one a little bit. certainly a pretty accurate shot by Durs, but very proud of the lads and the way we went about it. It was a hard-fought win, like you said.
And you didn't have it all your way. That you were challenged there up until, you're still down at half-time. And Chuck Dixon, he just arrived in that third quarter. You did as a team, though. 4 goals to 0. Chuck stood up, took some clumps. Geez, didn't he get in their face, too, when he took a couple of those grabs? I loved it.
Yeah, he will do that big Mick when he gets a bit of a roll on. And I think, we probably played one really good quarter and the other three we're probably on par, not quite where we wanted to be. And we've just shown that when we do play our best footy, we're definitely good enough. And the way we just held on and put ourselves in position where we could do that was a good sign.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one stat your team is very, very good at the moment. Chuck has a big say in this. His contested marks, they were 21-6. And in today's footy, the ability to be able to take contested marks and release that pressure is just gold and allows your team to play the game in your half, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was like a game of marks up last night. Every long ball was of someone trying to take a hanger.
I was what thinking, did you get up there?
Yeah, well, I was trying to. I just can't get that iron.
Come on, mate.
But it definitely makes a big difference having a presence up there who catches a few. And then when he's not catching him, he's probably taking two or three opponents and freeing it up for someone like Mitchie or Pete Laddams or, Toddy when he's there as well. So makes a big difference. And the other thing is that the small blokes helping him out. They're really working together. It's not just Chaz doing himself. There's a few little sneaky blocks getting put on there just to give him a free run at it.
Tommy, your midfield's very important, and that's where obviously we know where the game's won these days in today's modern-day football. But you've got the smartest midfielder in that side in Tommy Rotcliffe. He's your smart. He's the smartest midfielder in your side because he influences the stoppages. He's so important. I thought he was terrific last night, Tommy.
Yeah, he knows that as well. He doesn't mind. he doesn't mind letting us know that he's a clever bloke and a clever footballer. But, you're certainly right. He's not like he's the quickest bloke or the biggest kick going around, but his IQ is second to none. And I think that little kick he did to Pete Laddams inside 50 was a great example of that. And he just gives the other midfielders a bit of license to sort of go and chase the ball.
15 tackles too for Tommy Rotcliffe.
There you go.
So how many of them were him jumping on the top of someone that's already been tackled though, Bern?
I think 14. I think 14 from my count.
That's how smart he is.
I didn't know that counted as a tackle. I would have done a bit more
of
that.
He's clipped him.
Hey, how'd you feel after a 4-day break, mate? We saw Melbourne really struggle. They were the first team to do it. You guys seemed to go okay?
Yeah, I actually felt really, really fresh, and I suppose when you've got a bit of a crowd, the conditions are good, and we're able to, you know, play a little bit of keepies off footy, made a bit of a difference. But I think we've been well prepared by our fitness staff, and we've adopted a pretty good attitude towards it all. So it's just another opportunity to sort of be the first team to either win in a half or win in a 4-day break or that sort of thing. So it's a good challenge.
You got a big couple of weeks coming up. You play Richmond next, and then the Cats are in pretty good form. Do you sit around tonight and watch the game? Are you a big footy watcher? Are the team a big footy watching team?
Oh, it's a bit like the Big Bash, isn't it? Like, you've got it on in front of you. If it's a good game, you probably tune in a bit closer, but it's just a bit of background noise and enough to, you know, keep you occupied and give the missus a bit of a distraction. So I'll cast an eye over it. Hopefully they beat each other up a little bit.
Chatting with Port Adelaide captain Tommy Jonas. Now, Dersma, he just targeted you. There was no doubt he wanted to get that ball. Now, were you sore at halftime? With a plum sore? Are you icing up? Because that was a massive hit. And when you got up, I thought, hello. And you've just grabbed the plums, the bloody playgrounds. Are you all right?
All I wanted to do was just have a look and check they're all in one piece. But I was thinking there might be cameras on me. So the first thing I did when I got in there was just make sure she was all in working order. I've already got one shot off. So if you know that was the end of it, at least I'd have someone to carry the name. Hopefully,
one shot. I'll tell you, not even a year ago now, Port Adelaide fans were calling for Kenny Hinckley's head.
Well, you wrote him off.
No, I didn't. And now they're absolutely flying top of the ladder, you blokes. As a playing group, would it give you good stability just to re-sign him now and just make the decision now?
Ooh, burn.
Oh, look, I love Kenny as a coach. He's probably got a few years left on his contract, knowing him. He's a master of negotiating.
Smart.
He's very clever. I love playing for Kenny. The boys love him, and he's been great for our club. So, if they want to re-sign him, go for it.
Mate, good luck. Congratulations. Now you move on to your next game, and keep working as a team, and enjoy the Crows tomorrow night. Take on Melbourne too, Tommy, with a glass of red.
Yeah, I'll be watching that closely. The Bernie Vince Cup, is it?
Yeah, it is, actually. Thanks for bringing that up.
It is, too.
I can't lose tomorrow night, Jazz.
See you, Tommy. Take care, mate.
See you, boys. Triple M.
Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Oh, he's back again, family, and no one is safe. No one is safe with Bernie's Beef. It's a Tuesday, and that means this man will come off the long run. Bern, who is in your sights?
Oh, I've got a few in my sights today, Jars. I want to touch on the AFL rule breakers. Right. And what I call them, wags gone wild. There's been wags going outside the hubs to watch footy. There's been kids going to SeaWorld. Mm. I tell you what, they're treating it like a dead set holiday up there, Jars. And it is getting on my goat. What about Brooke Cotchin?
Yes,
I tell you what, she went, in her words, to a licensed medical facility.
Bullshit.
That's right. Bullshit, Brooke. You know what that's called in English, Jazz?
What's that, Bern?
It's a f***ing day spa. I tell you what, $45,000 fine. Yes. I hope they f***ing got the colour right. I tell you what.
Oh, no.
But for once, I thought Eddie Maguire and the Collingwood Football Club were the voice of reason. Now, what Eddie came out and said was perfect. I thought it made complete sense. Here's what he said.
Well, I think the people who breached the protocol should be fined personally. You get to the clubs in due course. I think the AFL set it out, but I think it's got to be a personal fine. We make a rule to keep the game going. From here to the grand final, there's still about $250 million worth to be left on the table if this ends. It'll be a disaster. Imagine we don't get to finish off the final series now. So, you know, he says, right, here's the rules. And then everyone, the great Australian tradition, as we're seeing right through society at the moment, is, OK, there's a rule, but it doesn't apply to me. It applies to everyone. That rule book is not how do we get around every rule. That's the rule book you live by. And if you don't like it, we'll arrange for you to go home.
Oh dear. What a great idea, Jazz. Next person to break the rules, as Eddie said, send them straight home. They play no further part in the season. I'll tell you what, though.
What's that?
Less than 24 hours later, guess what happened?
Oh, no.
Buckley and Collingwood's assistant coach, Brenton Sandersons, broke strict protocols when they played tennis with two people not approved to be at their Perth hotel yesterday afternoon. Seven News understands former Aussie tennis star Alicia Molik was one of the two people involved.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what are your thoughts on that, Jazz?
Oh, dear. Who's going to coach him, Burn?
Do what Eddie said. Send them both straight home. I don't care who coaches them. Get them home. Done. Ditto. The bloody water boy can coach, for God's sake. I don't care. Get rid of... Actually, I'm not going to make this call. I'm going to call a good friend of mine. This guy here, he is tennis bad boy. You might have heard him before. John McEnroe.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you what. Yes. Let's get his tape, because if anyone's got any sympathy for these two, it'll be this man. Let's give him a call. Hey, Johnny. You there, mate?
All right, I'm here.
Oh, good, good. Good that you're there, mate. Now, I know you're aware of the situation. Collingwood coaches are going outside the hub. They're playing tennis with Alicia Molik. What are your thoughts on this?
You can't be serious, man.
No, I'm actually dead serious, Johnny. They went outside the hub, thought they were bigger than the AFL. Their heads are just a little bit bigger than what they thought. And they actually did it. They put the AFL's $300 million broadcast deal at risk. What are your thoughts on this?
You cannot be serious.
I am serious. You know what? This is the same. I know you were angry at the time, but this is the same bloke that shipped me off to Melbourne to play in 2013. He was the one that got rid of me.
You cannot be serious.
I'm f***ing serious, Johnny. When are you going to start taking me seriously? I'll tell you what, he got what he deserved, though, that bloke. They all got what they deserved, actually.
Stop it.
I couldn't, Johnny. Are you still there, Johnny?
All right, I'm here.
Wow, I couldn't really give a stuff about the Wags in tennis. Get Sando, I've still had it with you since 2013, you smack!
He's gone off.
Piss off!
You cannot be serious!
You can't let it go! Let it go, Burn! Let it go! There's his beef! Is John McEnroe still on the phone?
Johnny!
Are you still there,
Johnny? All right, I'm here.
Adelaide Crows have, wielded the axe and is brutal. I don't think I've ever recalled so many changes in one side. Have you?
Eight changes for Adelaide. 12 in total for both teams. 12. Jones. Wow. I've never seen anything like this. Never seen anything like it.
Well, we'll touch on that very shortly, and we'll need to go through some of the career. This could be the end of the career for some players.
Could be.
I don't know who's been dropped because I deliberately said, right, let's just wait until you tell me what's going on. Burns' beef was outstanding. We're getting some great feedback from Benny. He said, Bernie, what a crack up. Loving it. Hado, the text line's going stupid. Yes. And Tommy Jonas was outstanding. So if you've missed all that, Hado, where does the family go to, please?
They just get the podcast on the free Triple M app or at triplem.com.au and click on Rush Hour. And we cannot do this without our Town and Country Office National. When it comes to your home or office business, trust the guys at our Town and Country Office National, locally owned, operated, family-run business.
Well done. Well done. 258 Halifax Street, Adelaide.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, York Peninsula's favourite son, and a man who has won the McGarry Medal as many times as he shouted a froth. Stop Andrew it. Jarman.
He's clipped me.
That's true.
He's clipped me, but Matty Nix from the Adelaide Crows, the senior coach, he's clipped eight players.
Well, he has.
Go
yeah.
through them, please.
And it's exactly what we brutal. Asked for.
Okay.
Do you want the ins or outs first?
I want the outs first.
Outs. Rory Atkins, omitted.
Oh.
Bryce Gibbs, omitted.
Oh.
Kyle Hardigan, interesting, managed.
Nah,
Riley
dropped.
Knight, omitted. Shane McAdam, managed.
Dropped.
Andrew McPherson, managed. Tyson Stengel, managed.
Yeah.
Kieran Strawn, omitted. So what is
Far
what
out.
Is managed mean, Jazz? Is that dropped? Is that
That's
eight dropped players
for me,
dropped?
Because
eight
you,
players
yeah,
dropped.
If you look at McPherson's form's dropped off the last yep. 2 weeks.
Stengel.
Stengel's been very average since I think he's done nothing. He hasn't
Kyle
done
Hardigan,
anything. Managed. McAdam's hot and cold.
Mm.
He's too busy coming on and off. You know,
yep.
his body's letting him down physically. So
where's Bryce Gibbs at, mate? Where's he at now? He came in and then yep. gone straight back out.
Well,
he should retire.
Should retire from AFL football.
Well, he won't do that. He's got another year. He's got another year
but
on Burn, big money, Jars.
But Burn, the Adelaide Crows have got no faith in him. The coaching staff don't have any faith in Bryce Gibbs. They're wasting their time. And if I was Bryce Gibbs, sit down with your father, sit down with your family and make a decision. Don't go back and play 13 aside or 14 aside at Thebe Oval against Port Adelaide 13. That is just no.
I'm
don't finish off like that.
But yeah, he's a better player than
retire.
That. He needs to go out in the high. But retirement. That's a big call.
Well,
Josh.
I'm sorry,
big
but
call.
I'm not. Well, and look, yeah, Atkins and Knight.
Is he part of the future, Atkins at Adelaide Footy Club?
I don't think so. I think they'll look
Riley
at trading
Knight?
Him.
First round.
And look, I'm a fan of Riley Knight. I like the way he plays. He just probably needs a good environment. Now, who's in?
Ins. There's the big ins. Tom Duday comes back. Darcy Fogarty, who's been out for
good.
A long time. David McKay's back in.
Okay,
Fisher McAsee comes in.
Good.
Ned McHenry, who'll be fresh
well,
after
he needs
his little
to find
break.
Some footy. Henry,
he does.
McHenry and Jones need to start finding more football.
I like the way he goes about it, hard at it, but he, at the end of the day, he needs to find the footy,
right.
doesn't he, Jazz?
Yeah, who else?
Harry Schoenberg, who's making his debut.
Good. Midfielder, inside mid,
Yes. Lockie Scholl, the
good.
Defender's making his debut as well. How
good.
Many debutants is that for
well,
Adelaide
now?
Well,
I asked our producer, Jazz, and he's going to follow
10.
It up. Yep.
Yeah,
be
fair
That's
few.
Two
and
new ones.
The big Texan comes
nice.
In as well. So there's
good.
Eight. Changes for Adelaide. And Melbourne have made 4-2. I'll run through them
yeah,
quickly.
Go, buddy.
Out to Mitch Hannon, omitted. All omitted. Mitch Hannon, Oscar McDonald, Tom McDonald. They both go out. Cozzy Pickett, he's injured, actually. So he goes out.
Pickett, yep.
In Harley Bunnell, Alex Neil Bullen, the local boy.
Yeah.
Adam Tomlinson,
yeah.
who's been out of the side
yeah.
after being brought over from GWS. Yeah. And Aaron Vandenberg, the hard nut, comes back in as well after injury. I think he broke his jaw. So he's back in as well. So 12 changes, Jars, in a game that's, I'll tell you what, who's under more pressure, Nixie or what about Simon Goodwin?
I think Simon Goodwin. Now, I'll ask you, you're pretty tight with Goody. And if they lose this one against the Adelaide Crows.
They won't now, lose it, I don't think.
Yeah, but Burn, but hang on. If they do and the Crows get up, is he under severe to hold his job for the rest of the year? Now, I know there's a payout. I know there's a payout, but their president was very, very critical over the weekend. Now,
yeah, well, I was very critical of what the president
was critical about. It went national, but
yes.
If he loses this, surely he can't survive as a senior coach.
It's a tough position because if he's got 2 years to run and it's on big money that's
700
been
a year.
Announced.
Yeah.
yeah. So they'd have to pay him out that amount or they'd have to come to an agreement.
Yeah.
But I think he's the right man for the job, Jazz. I just don't think the players have played as well as what they could have. And there's maybe some selfish guys through the midfield. There's been, you know, people have been commenting on that a fair bit. Like they find a lot of the footy, but are they working for each other?
Yeah.
Huge pressure. I'll tell you, I think they'll win and win quite easily.
Yeah.
But if they don't... Wow, they're going to come from everywhere for Simon Goodwin because there's a little bit of a hint and a few little articles getting written here and there.
Yes, Burn.
And I love him and
I'm
sure they'll win and go well, but I feel like he's the right man for the job, but they're just not getting the results. And this is a brutal industry, Jars. If you don't get the results,
it's results driven.
Things have to change. So big, big pressure for Simon Goodwin, but I think they'll win and win easily, Jars.
The Melbourne Footy Club.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think the Crows will bounce back because there's some fantastic ins too, just quietly.
Yeah, big ins.
But I want to know what the forward line will look like. If you're going to bring in Fogarty, McAsee and Tex, all right, and Tom Lynch still survives,
yep.
that forward line looks for me a bit too top heavy. But we'll wait and see.
I think Fisher Magusy will play back again. Yep. He'll come in because Cole Hardigan went out, so that's a key for a key. Okay. I think he'll play back.
Okay.
Lockie Scholes obviously comes in as well as a defender.
Well, he'll play half back. And Schaerenburg is a genuine inside mid and a smart footballer. Look, I've watched this. I've been keeping the tabs on this young man. He's an absolute genuine midfielder.
Yeah, right. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Because don't put all these young, fast blokes into the midfield. You need some intelligence to play midfield. Do you know that?
Yes, I know that. Well, you made a lot of money out of doing that, Jazz.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Being smart, didn't you? Isn't that what you told me? You told me to say that, and then you didn't go with it. I don't know what to say.
Brutal.
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 He had to make a statement, Matty Nix, and I think he's done it.
Yeah, well done, Matty Nix. Well done.
All right, family, let's talk Adelaide United. We are both on their bandwagon since Cal Viet has taken over these boys after COVID-19. Brucey boy. Sign him up right now. Sign up the coach right now. One man that would endorse that is our little superstar in the midfield, Stephen Mork, joins us. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, 7 points in three games. I know you gave him a late goal, Perth Glory, 5-3. And attacking football, beautiful to watch. And the boys must be confident and got some good momentum.
We're feeling really good. Everything's gone well. Training's gone well. The games have gone really well. And you touched on the late goal or two that we probably didn't need to concede. But I think it's all been really positive so far.
What's Carl Viet brought to the side? Because we've seen it just looks like a new team. You're being yourselves. You're having fun. You're playing. Just looks like you're really enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I think his first message when he did take over was he wants to bring the fun back into it. We all grew up playing the game because we loved it and we had fun doing it. And that was his main message. And obviously, along with that was to work hard, which I think we've all been doing. And the results, I guess, speak for themselves.
You saw on the weekend, Taras Gamulka kick his first goal. You've got Niyungaburi coming off the bench, kicking a goal, doing backflips. Nice. I mean, you've got everything. It's like it's like the Adelaide show.
It's a bloody circus.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and pronounce his last name either. But yeah, it's really good to see. I think, you know, we've got a majority of the team is South Australian-born players. So I think it's, you know, the ideal thing of every South Australian should be behind the team. And it's great to see. We've always had good players coming through South Australia and now they're getting a chance to represent Adelaide United. And it's been a really good trip so far.
And mate, there's some depth too. You know, you don't forget, we haven't got Truisi playing. He's obviously a star midfield alongside you. And you got Riley McGree. So there's some real depth in there. And mate, how are you finding your season so far? And a couple of times there, you don't like getting beaten because then next minute I see little fire come out of your eyes to tackle the opposition and you're getting very close to maybe getting a red card. So tone it down, Steph.
Nah, I'm just walking a tightrope at the moment, I think. But it's all this built-up anger from being stuck in a hotel room.
That's the boy.
it's all good fun. That's the way I like to play. And yeah, it is probably a fine line sometimes, but when I'm playing my best is when I do have, that fire in the belly. And I think that's something, again, Cole's kind of said, that he wants us to go out on the field and to be hard to beat and to fight for each other. And that's something that I pride myself on personally anyway. And it's just really good to see it. I think everyone in the team buying into that and wanting to play for the guy next to each other and for the Adelaide United shirt.
Currently sitting sixth out of a top six system. Big couple of weeks coming up, though, with Sydney FC Thursday night sitting first and Melbourne City on the following Tuesday sitting second. Big couple of weeks.
Come on, mate.
Yeah, we've definitely had a harder run at it than other teams, but I think that's priming us for the finals. And we'll win these next two games and go into the finals in a good position. And we've played pretty much in the top six in our game. So we're ready and, yeah, we're just really excited to be able to play against the best teams in the league.
Chatting to Adelaide United midfielder Steph Moore. Before we let you go, young man, hub life, how are you finding it? Have you got your partner over there? Who's the most annoying teammate in the room or in the hub? Can you give us names, please?
Yeah, so none of the boys have any partners here with us, so we're all flying solo. So it's been a bit of chaos, a lot of poker being played, a lot of games.
Yeah.
So it's all good fun. I think it's, you know, it's been tough. We moved hotels three times since we've been in New South Wales because of certain restrictions. Yeah. And we're in Potts Point, which was a hot spot, and that was a little bit of a headache and quite frustrating as a player. But now we've been at this last one for a week, and it's probably the best one out of the three as well. So we're all going okay. Most annoying, I don't know if there is the most annoying. Ryan Strange probably been.
Yeah, I think Strange, he's a pest.
He's He's been forgetting stuff everywhere, and the punishment's been to sing at dinner if you forget something. So he's been singing every night.
All right, what's his number?
What's his?
What does he sing?
What's he singing?
He's been singing a bit of everything. So next time I'll try and get it on video.
Can you?
Yeah, good boy.
Yeah, nice. So if you got in trouble and you had to sing, what song would you be singing?
I actually embarrassingly sung the Richmond theme song the other night.
No.
Boo.
I got so nervous up there that I...
give us a tune. Go on. Give us the first verse. Go on.
Oh, we're from Tigerland.
Oh, no. Stop.
And they're playing tonight as well. Go on, Tigers.
Stephen Mork there from Adelaide United. Good luck, mate, on Thursday night. Get the 3 points and we'll speak again.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
There you go, Bern.
He's a Richmond man.
I'd rather him play soccer than sing. This is the rush hour.
He's better at it.
The rush hour.
We're off to next week. So, Jars, I'll see you next Tuesday. What? I've always wanted to say that to you. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, no.
It's the rush hour, Bernie Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend
and the footy.
Footy is back with every game on Foxtel.
Search Foxtel.